There's a group that was at Circle Hot Springs in 1930, the Millers, Frank and Graziella Miller. This lady was named Mrs. Wright. Her husband was a mail carrier. There's Frank Leach, myself, and Eva McGowan. She was over there taking care of her husband who was ill. I thought it would help him to be over there, and it did, I think. And my mother, Mrs. Leach, and my father. 1930.
And you were down at the hot springs?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. And Riley was later divorced from Margaret, and he always had a good cook at his roadhouse. Mrs. Fox was what, Gertrude Fox was perhaps the best one that he ever had, and she had been in Miller House and Central and in that area in the early days when she was married. Then they went back out to Oregon where they were from, and her husband was killed in a logging accident, I believe. So she came back then as a widow, and she married a man named Roy Fox, and they built the cabin, which is Pat Oak's old cabin. And they lived there from the time they were married until, a few years. I don't remember what year they moved to Fairbanks. And then Roy Fox died of a heart attack, and she went back out then to Oregon, where her family was. But she was absolutely a wonderful lady, and she identified some of the names on pictures for me that I...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd be interested in seeing the picture. This is the roadhouse at Circle.
The Tannenhaw Roadhouse.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That everybody talks about.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Rowmaker owned that. The Rowmakers owned it. And then she married Henry Appel after Joe died.